You're listening to the Business Forum Show, broadcasting worldwide on Blog Talk Radio, on Live 365, and on the TBFS Radio Network. This top-ranked business radio broadcast features the obstacles and challenges that business owners endure on the road to success. On behalf of David Ford, Jeff O'Brien, Allison Lindstrom, I'm Kevin Hunter. Stay tuned. The Business Forum Show is next. TBFS Radio Network. No matter if you're a startup organization or you've been around in business 5 years, 10 years, or maybe 20 or 30 years, you've got a business story that we'd like to hear. Hi, I'm Kevin Hunter on the Business Forum Show. If you'd like to be featured on TBFS Radio, please go to our website, thebusinessforumshow.com, and click on the link for Request an Interview. Again, the website is thebusinessforumshow.com. Or you can call our studios at 763-267-7260. Get in contact with us today. We'd love to hear your story. Kevin Hunter with Jeff O'Brien here on the Business Forum Show. And if you have a business you'd like to sell, well, this is a great show to be tuned in. We're talk about some of the elements of selling a business. You know, Jeff, a lot of people think about selling a business, say, well, as long as I find a buyer and I figure out what the price is, I'm good to go. But there's a lot more to it than that.
There is. There's a lot of different considerations. And a lot of sellers think that all they have to worry about is, did the money hit the bank or did the check clear?
Mm-hmm.
And there's actually a lot of work on the pre and post side of a sale transaction for the seller that they have to think about as well.
Mm-hmm. So let's talk about the different types of sale. You mentioned about a asset sale versus a stock sale. What are the differences and what would be the advantages either way?
Well, an asset sale is the buyers are going to have their own, they're going to form a new company and they're going to buy the assets, could be all of them, could be some left behind, buy all of the assets from the seller. So, mm-hmm. you know, you see equipment, inventory, goodwill, intellectual property, trade names, all those kinds of things. They if there's a leased space, they'll probably want to assume the lease. If the seller owns the space, then they're probably entering into a new lease with the seller to lease the space from the seller.
Mm-hmm.
The key thing with an asset sale is the liabilities stay with the seller unless assumed. So mm-hmm. you're talking about lease or some sort of contracts or whatnot. Any liabilities stay there with
that's the, with an asset sale.
With an asset sale, yep.
Sure.
With a stock sale, you're buying the entire ball of wax. So if you if the buyer is going to take all the liabilities, okay.
Mm-hmm.
The stock sale is not as common as the asset sale. Asset sale is the most common, and so you then you get into issues with the seller is making sure that what debts are out there, are there any liens? Because all those things are going to have to be dealt with
mm-hmm.
because you're transferring title to the assets at the closing, and you better be able to convey clear title.
Mm-hmm.
So you know, buyers run searches like UCC. Uniform Commercial Code, financing,
yep.
Security interest searches, tax lien searches, judgment lien searches. A seller who's getting ready to sell would be best served running their own search before they even put it out there, just so they can see what the buyer is going to
yeah.
see.
Because even if you're doing an asset sale, which the liabilities then stay with that previous owner, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, if there's tax liens or there's other kinds of liens,
to be cleared.
Yeah.
If there's liens against the assets, those liens are going to have to be cleared in order to close.
Mm-hmm.
So, so the seller would be best would be smart to know what's out there before a buyer finds out.
good idea. Those are kind of unpleasant surprises to deal with after the fact.
Yeah, yeah.
So let's visit a little bit about setting the sale price and looking really at what your post-sale goals are. Have you met those? What are some considerations?
Well, the one thing I tell a lot of potential sellers is, the sale price for your business. It's the market value for your business. Every different industry has a way of determining the fair market value for a business in that industry. It's not what you want. You're not
mm-hmm.
Odds are you're not going to get enough from selling your business to live out your years with,
mm-hmm.
right? you know, so you want to be able to make sure that, that the, what you're selling it for is sufficient to meet your goals. But the flip side of that is you should also be, if you don't already have a financial advisor, you should be getting one so that you can see, okay, this chunk of money that I'm getting from selling my business, mm-hmm. how do I make it grow? How do I make it last for the rest of my life? If this mm-hmm. if this is something where you're retiring, walking away from your business, you need to know that the sale proceeds are going to be invested in a way that you're able to maintain the lifestyle that you want, or make sure you accomplish the charitable goals that you want to do for the rest of your life.
Absolutely. And what about tax considerations too? Would you handle that through through investment advice with a financial advisor or an accountant, or
you work with your attorney and your CPA. And when I talk about tax issues, what we're talking about is, especially with an asset sale, you can allocate the purchase price across a number of items. It could be some to equipment, some to inventory, some to goodwill, which is an amorphous category.
Mm-hmm.
Could be, oh, well, we're going to pay you X amount for a non-compete covenant, okay? And there's always a little bit of a tussle between the buyer and the seller in terms of how those things get allocated. Different items of in an asset sale are depreciated they're on different depreciation schedules. So the buyer may want something allocated to a one category because they can, because of how the way depreciation benefits them,
mm-hmm.
whereas the seller may want it allocated to another category. So that's always kind of a discussion there. I've seen some in the past where you'd get a letter of intent from somebody and they've already agreed to this, that, and the other thing, and they've created tax problems for themselves. So the attorney for the buyer and I have to get on the phone and figure out, okay, let's back this up and rewrite this and have them start from go again
mm-hmm.
before one of them has a tax problem. And so tax issues are always of a concern. And also, you may look at doing some kind of a seller financing or installment sale to defer some of the gain.
Sure.
From selling the business. Mm-hmm. So a lot of different tax issues involved.
Well, you wrote an article some time ago about this. It was titled Seller Beware. In fact, back in 2006, you mentioned, and really covers a lot of these same types of things. So this isn't really something new that somebody should be considering in terms of selling a business, but definitely not territory that somebody should try to charter on their own.
No, and a lot of folks, like I said, a lot of sellers just think about what price can I get for it, and can I get a buyer that's going to pay for it, and does the check clear? But there is a lot of different things, especially if this is if you're retiring after this. There's a lot of things that go into selling a business, and the other piece of this that's related is your estate plan.
Mm-hmm.
Your estate plan is
sure.
a living, breathing document. It may change as a result of this change in your life of not being a business owner, but having this pile of money that's invested. So, again, the last piece I want to say is make sure that if you're selling a business, make sure that you're also having your estate plan reviewed and possibly updated to account for the change in your circumstances.
Mm-hmm. A lot of things to consider. We're just about out of time. Any closing pieces of advice, Jeff?
Just, the same old, same old. Make sure you consult with an attorney. We've sold many businesses. You may only sell one business in your lifetime. Draw on our experience.
Absolutely. Kevin Hunter with Jeff O'Brien here on the Business Forum Show. We're talking about selling a business. And if you are selling an organization, don't jump online and look up some DIY documents and figure out how to do it yourself. Bad advice there. Anyhow, Kevin Hunter with Jeff O'Brien here on the Business Forum Show talking about selling a business. Thanks for listening.
I wish I had a steady job as an employee. As a business owner, I've heard myself saying that before. We opened our business and we were on our way to living the American dream. Soon afterwards, I found myself working 75 hours a week and losing tons of money. What kind of mom was I to our three young children? Fortunately, I found Action Coach Metro North. We were able to reduce my hours in half and increase our revenue by 252% after working with my coach. If a mom like me can do it with the help of an Action Coach, why can't you?
Reclaim your life and business and go to freeactionplan.com. Let Action Coach's proven system put you on a path to achieve your goals. Kick the habit of business as usual. Go to freeactionplan.com today and schedule a free action plan session. That's freeactionplan.com. Get into action today. Let Action Coach Business Coaching help you. FreeActionPlan.com.
You've been listening to the Business Forum Show, broadcasting worldwide on Blog Talk Radio, on Life 365, and on the TBFS Radio Network. On behalf of David Ford, Jeff O'Brien, and Allison Lindstrom, I'm Kevin Hunter. Thanks for listening.